I like lemonade, like pink lemonade, regular lemonade, but this one is not, it's sweet, but it's not like as overbearing as it normally would be. And it has that awesome like mango-y, ooh, I like it.
Yeah, it is good.
I was going to say the same thing.
Summer has officially arrived, and that means swimming pools, sunburns, and Chick-fil-A's peach milkshake. For Chick-fil-A fans, nothing embodies the taste of summer quite like it. It's back, people, but we're also trying out a brand new seasonal beverage this week on the podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by my co-host, Jim Mann. Jim, you got any big plans for the summer?
Let me think. No, not really.
You already went to the beach, so it's like your fun time is over.
Yeah, actually, every day I notice that I'm out in the pool, skimming it, vacuuming it, so I guess that's my activity for the summer.
Well, have you actually been swimming in the pool?
I have not. The rest of the family has.
Why? Are you afraid of the water?
No, I love the water, but, you know, battling the melanoma thing, so it's probably not good to be out in the sun. Mm.
You can wear one of those long-sleeve swim shirts.
Yeah.
Very stylish.
And a hat. Mm-hmm. I'll do it.
Exactly. Like fully clothed, just in the water. Well, this is an exciting time for Chick-fil-A fans because there's a new arrival on the menu. I don't know if you've seen it yet, Jim. Mango Passion Tea Lemonade is Chick-fil-A's first seasonal beverage since Strawberry Passion Tea Lemonade last summer.
Yes, I actually have seen it, and I have it in my hand right now. I'm a little leery about things with the word passion in it. Just makes me feel a little creepy.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Well, we're going to review this brand new drink on the show today, and I think we're going to do it with a lot of passion. We also brought in some help. Lindsay Sisk is an Instagram blogger, wife, thrifter, and singer. She's also the director of marketing and events for Panama City Beach Chamber of Commerce. So I'd say, Lindsay, that makes you an expert on summer.
Yes, obviously, 100%. Summer is my key, is my number one thing that I can certainly talk about and hopefully sound good talking about it.
Yay! Do you spend a lot of time at the beach?
I have actually spent a good bit of time at the beach. I can tell you, living super close to the beach, I don't spend as much time as you would think I would spend at the beach. But I think it's just more of, you know, you got to go get sandy and you got to all that stuff, all that mess. So sometimes it's just better to go into the pool, but it's nice to stop by and be able to see a beautiful ocean within, I don't know, 3 minutes from my house. So
now you're on the golf side, right? That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's definitely a beautiful beach. It's blue water, blue green water. It's beautiful. I highly recommend visiting here if you haven't.
And being the director of marketing and events, that sounds like a really fun job, but I'm sure it's been tough to plan events when we all have to stay 6 feet apart.
I know. It's super hard, but you know, we've come up with some online events that we can definitely get some people interacting with and networking with online. And, you know, just as a little bit of stuff starts opening up, we can do smaller events with social distancing and stuff like that. But yeah, I guess, you know, you don't realize how amazing online is and that platform until that's the only thing you have left to use.
Hmm. Now, I'm from Florida, and I moved up to Carolinas where I met you.
Yes, you sure did.
And then you moved to Florida.
I did.
I take that personally?
You should. I moved because of you. That was the main reason.
Social distancing. That's good.
Yeah, it was. Right after I did that style makeover of you with that funky thing, that blazer, I was just like, you know what? This isn't a fit for me. People are weird here now.
That's true.
Just kidding.
So Lindsay is an expert thrift store shopper. And well, are you wearing anything thrifted right now?
I actually am. My full outfit without the shoes is thrifted right now.
Really?
It is.
And how much do you think you paid for your whole outfit?
Ooh, I probably definitely spend under $10. Wow. For sure. Yeah.
What percentage of your closet is from the thrift store?
I would say 85%.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been thrifting for a long time since I was like 18.
What do you love about it so much?
I just love that you can get stuff that's trending, but not have to spend as much as other people spend on their clothes. Like, I can't even imagine spending even $30 on a pair of jeans. If it's under $10, that's for me. If it's for free, it's really for me. But if it's under $10, I can definitely justify spending it. And if you can get multiple uses out of it and multiple outfits for $100, like, to me, that's key. When people would just spend maybe $100 on a pair of pants and a top, when I'm like, I could get so many things with that.
And you're a newlywed. How does your new husband think about thrift stores? Have you like turned him around? Does he love them now? Or?
So yeah, I think it's still my thing. He doesn't mind if I get him stuff and bring it back, but he's not very big onto like spending time. But he's more of a simple guy. He'll just do the t-shirt and maybe, you know, a simple pair of shorts. And I'm the one that's like, hey, maybe we can try a different style. Or maybe you need like 5 different pairs of shorts instead of one, you know? Or maybe you just wear real shorts instead of board shorts. Like, let's let's switch it up. But I'm definitely still the thrifter in the family.
What are board shorts?
You know what board shorts are. Come on, Jim.
I just know shorts.
I know you've been to like the lake, like Joe Cassie or Charleston, and you've had a, unless you wear a bikini, I don't know.
No. Oh my goodness.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's more of a speedo guy, right?
I feel sick.
I knew it.
That is disgusting.
Well, Lindsay, I know your love of Chick-fil-A runs really deep. You even went there on one of the most special days of your life. Can you tell us about that?
Yep. So the day that we got engaged, we had Chick-fil-A right after, literally. We were set to sing on a local TV station, and I had no idea any of this was planned. Obviously, hopefully most girls don't. And he popped the question on live TV. And after that, we're like, we're starving. We need something to eat. And Chick-fil-A is obviously our go-to. So that's exactly where we went. I had my Chick-fil-A sandwich with my waffle fries, and obviously I got the cookie. The cookie, you can't leave Chick-fil-A without the cookie. So,
wow. Yep. Is that your standard Chick-fil-A order?
Yep. It's my standard. Although I really do love this chicken minis in the morning, but I always miss the chicken mini time because I'm just not there in the morning. But there was one Chick-fil-A, I think it was Malden actually, and they were doing chicken minis like all day long. And that's the only Chick-fil-A that I ever knew to do chicken minis all day long. I don't know if they changed it. I don't know if it was like just a special thing or what, but that was literally the best day ever to get chicken minis for dinner. I'm like, yes, this is what I want.
Man, we need to submit that to corporate. That should be an easy request.
And ask for them to bring back their Asian salad. Do you remember their Asian chicken salad?
I never had that, but I've heard people that loved it.
It was so good. It had this like oriental dressing, or I forget the sweet type of dressing that it was, or ginger or something, but it was amazing. It was a really, really good salad. And then the one in Greenville by the movie theater, I don't remember the movie theater's name now. They did one day of bringing back that salad. You believe it. I was in that line ready for that salad. I'm like, are y'all bringing it back? I'm like, no, it's just for the day. How do you just bring it back for the day?
What?
I know. It was so weird. I was happy to be a part of it, but I was also sad because it is my favorite salad.
Did you buy like 5 of them and put them in your fridge?
I wish. Salad goes so bad if you try to save it. But yeah, it was my favorite.
Okay, well, this is something that we all are going to try today. It's their new seasonal beverage. Apparently, Chick-fil-A tested this out in Jacksonville, Florida last fall, and they got a great response. So I think we all have the mango passion tea lemonade to try. Everyone want to take a sip? And
here we go.
See what we think.
I've been sipping it all morning.
Oh, you have, Jim, this whole time?
Yes.
Ooh. Mm. I'm a fan. I like lemonade, like pink lemonade, regular lemonade. But this one is not, it's sweet, but it's not like as overbearing as it normally would be. And it has that awesome like mango-y, ooh, I like it.
Yeah, it is good.
I was going to say the same thing.
Obviously. I really like it. I would order it definitely more with my meal. I usually get, you know, my Diet Coke or something, but this mango lemonade has me.
Jim, is it too much passion for you?
I'm absorbing it right now. But yeah, it's very light and refreshing.
Yes, refreshing is a good word.
Thank you. And There's mango in there and lemonade. So pretty straightforward.
Wow.
Great description.
It feels like it would be my go-to summer drink because I know everybody like loves that Starbucks pink drink, but I feel like this mango passion lemonade tea has like it might take over that pink drink. I don't know.
Well, it's cheaper because my kids love the pink drink. So I know. So this one is $1.99 for a small, $2.19 for a large.
Yep.
And it's, you know what's kind of cool? I ordered mine with diet lemonade. I know Jim doesn't like the diet because you don't like the fake sweeteners. But you can also order it with sweetened iced tea, sweet tea, if you want it to be even sweeter, which I can't really imagine needing that. But
yeah, I think it's perfect the way it is. It's funny because I, even coming from South Carolina, now Florida, I am not a sweet tea girl.
What?
I'm just not.
And Jim's not either a sweet tea girl.
No, I am not.
But he's wearing bikinis to the beach. Wow. What do you know?
I gotta sit down.
So can we talk about the other big menu news, you guys? The peach milkshake is back.
No way. I didn't know it was back.
Yes. Came out the same day as this drink. And I got both. So I already drank my peach milkshake. So I just consumed a lot of calories.
Oh, but that's perfect. Share it with the kids. You'll enjoy them having so much sugar too.
Yeah, no, you gotta love it. A lot of people are obsessed with the peach milkshake.
Oh yeah, I've definitely had it before. I didn't know it was back though. It's crazy. It's I don't know how all y'all Chick-fil-A's are, but our lines are out the road. Like I literally have to do my mobile order online, and they don't have that curbside assistance. They just open the restaurant, so you do the curbside, you find a place to park, which is usually Home Depot, and then walk to Chick-fil-A and then get your order. So it's hard. It's hard. The struggle is real right now.
It is.
I'm feeling your pain.
In fact, the one I went to today, and I'm on the West Coast right now, there aren't as many Chick-fil-A's out here as what I've noticed. And the line went through the intersection. So it was like causing a traffic jam. But they are really fast though. They were super efficient.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing about Chick-fil-A is they're fast and they're always going to tell you my pleasure.
Exactly. Well, you know, Chick-fil-A has tried out a lot of limited time menu items over the years. So we're going to reminisce about some of our favorites coming up. Don't go away.
Searching for the perfect gift for the chicken lover in your life? Check out our fan shop. Visit chickfilapodcast.com/shop to check out never-before-seen t-shirts, jewelry, and gifts for the raving fans in your life. Seriously, this stuff is so cute. You've got to see the waffle fry earrings. I gave a pair to Trudy Kathy, yes, Chick-fil-A royalty, and she loved them. Again, that's chickfilapodcast.com/shop.
And welcome back. We're trying to control Allison. She is drinking everything that's coming out of Chick-fil-A that's new. The peach milkshakes, the mango lemonade thing. Oh, it's embarrassing.
It's so good. I've had so much sugar today.
Drunk on passion.
Yes. Well, we are celebrating the start of summer with Lindsay Sisk. She's an Instagram blogger, a thrifter, and a singer. And we're sipping on the brand new mango passion tea lemonade. You got to throw that passion in there because it makes Jim uncomfortable. So we're going to play a game, guys, that I invented. I call it menu or menno. I'm going to tell you the name of a product, and you guys have to tell me whether or not it was ever officially a limited time menu item at Chick-fil-A.
All right.
I know you know the menu pretty well, so we'll see if I can stump you. All right, here's the first one. Menu or menno? Mocha cream cold brew, a swirl of cold brew coffee, sweetened cream, and chocolate flavored syrup. Was that ever a limited time menu item?
I would know that one.
I feel that's a menno.
That's what I wanted to say. Menno.
Ah, you guys are right. It was tested in Denver, Colorado and Cheyenne, Wyoming, but so far has not been released. Sounds good though, doesn't it?
No, it needs to be.
Really good. All right, how about this one? the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich, Chick-fil-A's grilled chicken breast served on a toasted buttered sweet yeast bun with Colby Jack cheese, green leaf lettuce, bacon, and a zesty smokehouse barbecue sauce crafted specifically for this entree.
Hmm. I feel like that's a menu. Oh. Are you going to say the same thing, Jen?
Yes.
Obviously.
You guys are so on the same page, and you're both right.
Yay.
It first came out in the summer of 2017, and you may remember it returned in the summer of 2019. So far, they're taking this year off as well, so maybe it'll come back next summer.
Mm.
Okay.
We're tied.
We are tied.
Are we competing?
No, you're kind of our
same team. I was going to say, what do I win?
All right, how about this one? Frosted Key Lime, hand-spun combination of Chick-fil-A's signature Ice Dream, Chick-fil-A lemonade, and natural sugar-free lime flavoring made from a blend of key limes and Persian limes.
Menu.
That sounds very familiar to me. So, I'm with Lindsay again.
All right, you guys are correct.
Yeah.
Woo! I actually had that one. That's why I knew it was menu.
Wow. Was it good?
It was. It was really. It tasted just like a key lime pie.
Mmm. Yeah, it was tested in Austin in 2018, and then they offered it for a limited time in the spring of 2019. So yeah. It wasn't that long ago.
It was delicious.
Okay, well, Lindsay is a salad expert of the salads at Chick-fil-A. So let's see if you know this one. Okay. The honey peppercorn salad. Chick-fil-A chicken strips, feta and goat cheese, bacon, and tart dried cherries are all served over arugula and mixed greens, topped with salted caramel pecans, honey peppercorn vinaigrette, and a packet of honey.
Wow. I'm going to say men no, but that sounds amazing. If they haven't done that yet, they should.
Well, I've never heard of it, which means it probably didn't happen. Oh, she said
oh,
menu.
Man. You should always so know to menu. Trust Lindsay.
I want her to look better than me. So apparently she got it.
Just let me be the one that stays in the bikini and we'll be good.
Yeah, probably.
Yes, they tested that in the spring of 2018 in Washington, D.C. and Charlotte, North Carolina, but it never came out.
It sounds amazing. I'm a goat cheese fan, so if they did come up with that, I would definitely try it.
Me too. All right, last one. You guys are both doing phenomenal. The Frosted Sunrise, a creamy and tart treat combining Chick-fil-A's signature vanilla ice cream and Simply Orange juice.
Like a creamsicle type drink?
Yep.
I'm going to say menu.
Man, I should speak first. I think I remember this one. Menu is what it is for me.
Yeah, because it sounds like you're just doing whatever she says.
Well, I know.
Which he is, but...
I am a follower, though.
All right, well, you're correct. This is a seasonal treat from spring of 2018.
Yeah. Well, you know what's also around for a limited time is this episode. So stick around, because when we come back, we're going to give Lindsay a limited time to answer some questions in a round of Fast Food for Thought. Hey there, this is Jim Mann. I know what you're thinking. This podcast is amazing. I'm not even close to being chickened out. Where can I get more? Head to our Facebook and Instagram pages at Chick-fil-A Podcast on Instagram and facebook.com/Chick-fil-A Podcast. You'll find giveaways, info, and a community of other Chick-fil nuts like you.
Welcome back. We've been having fun kicking off summer with our friend Lindsay Sisk. Lindsay, do you have any big plans for summer?
Well, living close to the beach, this is actually the first summer at the beach because we moved here last September. So trying to get out there and stay socially distanced as much as we can. I feel like now that you live at the beach, it's kind of a vacation for the most part. But
yeah, that's a good point. Your life is a vacation.
I know, right? If I only didn't have to work too, but I do love my job, so that's a plus.
Yeah, it's crazy. When I lived in Florida, we never went to the beach. It's kind of weird.
It is. I mean, we definitely get going there and get to see it as much as we can. But I still miss those mountains in South Carolina, but I do love seeing that beautiful beach. So
we'll send you pictures.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it's time for Food for Thought. Lindsay, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Isn't that clever?
Did I need to sing my order this time?
We'll let you off the hook this time. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Right.
Have you ever worked at a Chick-fil-A?
No. Ooh,
if you did work at a Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to have?
I'd probably like being a cashier.
You like working with the money.
For the money, that's right.
What's your favorite sauce?
My favorite sauce, it's a tie between Polynesian and the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Just go with Polynesian.
I get both.
If you can only order one menu item for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It would definitely be the cookie. That cookie is so good.
What menu item have you never tried?
That's a good question. Well, we just talked about the kale salad. I haven't tried that yet.
Man. Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
I haven't. I always have missed it.
Oh, wow.
I know.
What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with besides myself, of course?
Ooh, celebrity. Dead or alive?
Well, it's kind of uncomfortable when they're dead.
Because you can bring them back. Ooh, that's a great question. What celebrity would I want to have Chick-fil-A with? Which one would y'all want to have one with? I can't think.
I always say Allison.
Oh, obviously Allison and Jim. Final answer.
Okay, that's excellent. How many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
Ooh. Are they grilled or fried?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, awesome. Both. I don't know. I want maybe 20.
How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
Ooh, that's a great question. I wish I had my app open right now. I know I just got my free fries during lunch. So
nice.
enough to have some free stuff every now and then. I can't build it. I don't know if y'all do that, but every time I get the points and I have it for something, I use it. Some people build it and save it, but I just will keep using it.
Alrighty. Well, how about Team Nuggets or Team Strips?
Ooh. Team Nuggets.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, I have to go back. I cannot believe you never dressed up like a cow, because I feel like as a thrifter, you would be able to come up with an amazing DIY costume.
I know. I need to definitely mark it. Do y'all know when the next one is?
It's coming up. It's coming up very soon.
All right, well, I definitely have to check the calendar and make sure I got something that, I mean, like I said before, if it's for free, it's for me. So I got to definitely make sure I dress up this year.
Yeah. You love a bargain and you love like a DIY thing. So I mean,
obviously,
this is totally you.
I can make it different. I could tie dye it since I've been super into that lately. So.
Wow. Oh, man. That sounds awesome. Yes. I can't wait to see that. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for being with us. Where can people connect with you and see your cow costume?
Yeah, well, I'm on Instagram, and it's there at Scripture Styles, and you can find me on there, and we can chat or connect or anything like that.
That's so cool. And you are a fabulous singer, and sometimes you post songs, especially of you and your new hubby singing, and you guys are both so talented.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we enjoy worship for sure. So it's a
very cool. Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A employee would do. Share this goodness with a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. We'd also love for you to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Those are amazing. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.